There's a lot we can celebrate. We are dealing, of course, with a new phase of neocolonialism, where the same countries that colonized that, they remained in terms of companies, transnational corporations, controlling the economies of the countries, and their leaders continuously pretending to be giving us aid when that is just to suit the plunder that they continue to carry out on the continent. And of course, leaders who tried after independence to be independent, some were assassinated, coup d'etats were held to remove them and so on. But we are in a new era where people are trying to use, at least on the main, the ballot box to change governments. But we still have problems of rebels, military coups, but they are not as much as they used to be in the 60s, 70s, and the 80s.
Now, looking at the ballot box, can you say that Africa has achieved a lot?
We have achieved something. We haven't achieved what we would have achieved if we had good governance and leadership. And that is the area where we need to examine as we go ahead.